Over the years, health officials have noticed a growing disparity.
We know, and we've known for a long time, that heart disease among Native Hawaiians is a very serious issue. The rates for death among Native Hawaiians for heart disease is twice that non-Hawaiian.
That's Mele Luk, the Director of Community Engagement for the UH Medical School's Department of Native Hawaiian Health. She's been looking at some links between hula and health.
Find ways to bring in the community's interest is very important. Looking towards cultural practices of Native Hawaiians may be both appealing as well as effective in new ways.
Luk says her findings show significant improvement. Over 12 weeks, half of the subjects were placed in a hypertension study. The average person saw a 20-point drop in blood pressure. The other half used hula as a form of rehabilitation. These patients had recently left the hospital after suffering a heart attack or undergoing heart surgery. Luk says the support system and feeling of ohana within the class kept many of the participants going.
The first hula to learn was Pūmana. It's a song about home, about family, about the place you love. And that is important for a connection of that warm, positive feeling. When we talk to them after the classes were all done, they reflect on how sometimes singing that song would just help them feel better about their condition.
Mapuana da Silva is the kumu hula for the Mary Monarch winning Halau Mohala I Lima. She taught hula at Queen's Medical Center for the Cardiac Rehabilitation Study. She spent 3 months with about 60 men and women, working with them for an hour 3 times a week. She says almost everybody was new to hula.
In the beginning, they weren't sure. They weren't sure about what was going to happen and what they had to look forward to. And by the time we got to the end of class, there was just excitement and, you know, everybody's plans, what they're going to do and how they're going to start walking and how they're going to find hula where they live. One lady lived in Kona. She stayed on Oahu extra 3 months so she could do the class. And she said, I'm going to go back and I'm going to find a place to dance.
Findings show that the improvements from the hula class remained 3 months after the study's completion. De Silva said she knows many from the class who've continued to dance hula.
These people wanted to learn hula, but their main reason for coming was to live a healthier life so that their heart would get stronger and their recovery would be successful. We weren't sure if the same things that happen in a halau would happen in this type of hula situation. And what we learned is it did. It was like it was its own halau. The students became a second family.
Luk says they'll be sharing the results of the study with other cardiac treatment facilities and are looking at ways to make it more available to the community. Molly Solomon for HPR News.